At Lely, located here in Pella, would you believe that our elves are busy building robots that milk and feed cows? We enjoy giving the gift of robotic equipment to hardworking dairy producers year-round. Our robots allow more time for dairy producers to spend together. It's really the gift that keeps on giving. And by the way, isn't that what the holidays are all about? Lely's holiday challenge for you: slow down, appreciate life's gifts, and focus on the real reason for the season. Happy holidays from our family at Lely, farming innovators.
Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Youth Services Librarian Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library joins us on today's program to talk about the ongoing winter reading program and the upcoming book bash.
Well, Katie, always something going on at the Pella Public Library, especially with youth programming. And I think the snow days and all of the really harsh winter stuff that we've had recently has given us a good reminder that it's okay to curl up with a good book, especially on a cold day. And the perfect timing is that you always have a winter reading challenge regardless, but especially with some of the harsh winter that we've had. Good to have that program up and running. What are some of the details and how can people participate?
Yeah, so we do. We have warm up this winter at the Pella Public Library with our winter reading challenge. So very similar to our summer reading challenge, we ask that people register on Beanstack. So if you just go to our website, you can find that link and then just register or join the challenge. And we're just challenging our patrons to read at least 3 hours during until February 3. And those that complete 10 hours will be registered for a grand prize. And that grand prize will be some cookies, nicely decorated cookies. And we also have participation prizes.
Well, and especially, and obviously there's going to be makeup for school and all the above, but with a lot of kids who just came off of winter break and now have missed about a week of school, how critical is it to constantly at least keep a book in front of them? And then whether it's a winter reading program or not, how crucial is it for people to keep their reading skills sharp over the winter?
Exactly. Just like in the summer, we want to keep those skills as sharp as possible. And just to also just keep in the routine of reading 20 minutes a day or a half hour a day or whatever you and your child have, along with their teacher, have decided to read for the day during the school year. So yeah, it's just great to remember to take some time away from those screens, sit down, read together, and just enjoy curling up with a great book.
Well, and an event that comes around usually twice a year, if not three times a year, is the Book Bash. And it is returning with a very special focus this year. First of all, let's talk about what the Book Bash has become in partnership with Families First of Pella. And then we'll talk about the special connection in a second.
Fantastic. Yeah. So over the last, I've been here 18 years now. We have partnered with the Families First. And a committee of that is also the Early Literacy Mentoring Association, which I'm a part of. And we host book bashes. Those book bashes are held here at the Pella Public Library. We have activities for kids 0 to 5 to 6 years old, large motor skills, small motor skills, making a craft, sensory activities. I do story time with the book that we use. Right now we're going on a bear hunt, which is just going to be a fun book to have this winter. We are planning on having a obstacle course for the kids to kind of play through how the book presents.
Well, and there is a special partnership that's coming up with this book bash. Many people are remembering just under a year ago, the loss of a kindergarten student in our community, Millie Zellmer, who had died at 5 years old in a sledding accident. The family has really done a lot of community outreach to try to remember her on the year anniversary of her birthday and of her death, and the Pella Public Library has become a part of it.
The Zellmers contacted me a few months ago to ask if we might be wanting to be a part of Millie's moments, and so this act of kindness of donating the funds for the books to be given away at the Book Bash are all in honor of Millie Rose Zellmer. We're Going on a Bear Hunt is actually one of Millie's favorite books. And so we're excited to be able to bring that into the Book Bash and share with the community. So we just invite kids 0 to 6 to come and enjoy just a fun morning of celebrating books and celebrating her life.
And so as we talk about the cold of winter and we think about what's coming up, the spring will be here before we know it. And really the next major event and activity for our children is coming up in March. Just maybe more of a save the date reminder, but activities will continue throughout the spring. And there's one coming up in early March.
Correct. March 9th. On Saturday, March 9th, from 10:15 until 11:15, we will actually be hosting a NASA Solar System Ambassador, Dan Hoy. He was here, maybe a year or two ago, talking about the different things in space. But he will be here and we'll be talking about what causes eclipses and when to be able to see the partial eclipse that will happen on April 8th of this year.
Once again, that was Youth Services Librarian Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbls.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.